This is going to be mostly inside baseball, and probably most of you won't terribly care about it. But the idea on this one is that everyone, you know, I do a daily podcast, right? And I record, sometimes I'll record a bunch of them at a time so that, when I know I'm not going to have time to do a podcast, or I don't think I'm going to have time, I'll actually have content that comes out every day. Now, in order to make all of this work, I have a kind of an elaborate system. It's maybe not that elaborate, but all of the pieces have to work together. So the way most people do this, right, if they're using some sort of hosted solution like a WordPress blog or something, you can post 8 posts. It's really, you know, it's easy. You can make it so the posts show up on time, and the site is generated, you know, dynamically. But that has all kinds of other downsides. And so, for this site, what I did probably about the time I started this podcast was I actually I switched to a system where the pages for the site are actually generated with a tool called Jekyll, which is, it uses some framework that I had to install Ruby on my system or whatever. But you know, all I know is that I have all of these markdown files in this directory structure. I type in a command and it builds my website. So every time that I post a new page to my site, I have to basically generate a new version of my site. Now, if I want to do, say, a post-dated post, well, there's not really a way to do that, right? Because everything on the server is all just static HTML files. So every time that a new Phoneboy Speaks podcast goes out, I have to regenerate my site at the appropriate time, and then the process has to, you know, it uploads the files to the server using rsync and backs them up to S3 and all's well and good. Well, sometimes there's things that can go wrong with that process, like if the computer at home is offline, that could be a problem. And usually it's only a problem if I'm not home. If I'm home, I'm usually logged into that server at some point, and I'll notice. And even if I'm not, it's okay. Then it might come out, you know, a couple of hours later when I get up and realize that, oh, my podcast didn't post. And then, you know, there's also things like, okay, I have to make sure I put the markdown files in the right place, which normally I do, but I generate the markdown files on my iPhone and upload them. And yes, sometimes I put them in the wrong directory. And that happened to the last couple of shows that came out late. It was because I put the markdown files in the wrong place. And so that caused a bunch of things to happen. And so, yes, I'm literally generating this, you know, every time that a new episode comes out, the entire website gets regenerated from static files and uploaded to the server and backed up and all that stuff. But, the system can go down. There could be connectivity issues between me and my virtual server in the cloud, right? I mean, that's happened before. There's all kinds, as I say, there's all kinds of things that could potentially go wrong with this process. But I also know that my web server is pretty well secured because, well, it's not, I'm not running any dynamic content. I'm only running, you know, static HTML files and then you download MP3 files and stuff like that. And so, yeah, it's literally all static content and makes it really easy to host. But let's say that you have to have a backend to kind of support doing the automated stuff that I'm doing, and sometimes it breaks down. Sometimes it's because of, you know, things at home, and sometimes it's just pilot error on my part. But anyway, this is a long-winded podcast to say I'm sorry the podcast was late. Not that anybody really complained. I mean, this is just me, you know, using it as an excuse to fill up 4 minutes or so about, you know, talking about, yeah, why the podcast was late. I'm sure a few of you don't care, but it's just the way I do things right now. And who knows, maybe I'll move it to 10 centuries at some point. But for right now, I'm going to leave it the way it is because it generally works, except when, well, like everything else, sometimes it just doesn't work and just needs to be fixed. And, you know, that was what happened here. It was completely pilot error.